Penguin Audio presents Liz Free or Die, written and read by Liz Winstead. This is a book of essays about life, my life. It's not a memoir per se, as I decided to write about some specific moments that will give you some insight into the people, places, and experiences that propelled me forward, with a few steps back in the process. I think of these pieces as messays, because they're a collection of stories that put my somewhat complicated life into perspective, or at least a kind of perspective. I've been through a lot of the same stuff that you've dealt with, are dealing with, or will deal with in the future. From the struggle of being a young girl trying to find her voice, to the unlikely places she found it, to the realities and heartbreak of watching an aging parent die. This book gives you, I hope, permission to be honest with yourself, to laugh, to cry, to bitch, and to scream. And maybe if you come across any of these emotions while reading, you will realize that you too, at some point in your life, have been told to restrain yourself because you need to be appropriate. I hate the word appropriate. And I hate people who think they can define appropriateness as an absolute, especially because they're usually the same people who try to shove towing the line down my throat most aggressively. Politicians, preachers, and prosaic comedy producers, all who specialize in prematurely adjudicating without an appropriate leg of their own to stand on. I hope this book redefines the word appropriate, or shoves it into obsolescence with other meaningless words like refudiate or jiggy and tea party. So what kind of juicy details about my life are included? Well, let me be clear up front. First, this is not a book of dark family secrets. My father wasn't one of those horrific memoir dads. You know what I mean. He was not the kind of dad who did things to me that led to a social worker, which led to a judge, which led to an attorney asking in a closed hearing, "Where on the doll did he touch you?" And my mother? She wasn't one of those memoir moms either. She wasn't some kind of emotional gorgon who scrubbed this little poor author's secret garden with borax and Brillo pads, or made her children eat their own feces in the crawl space under the basement stairs because her cult leader or the voices in her head told her to. She was more subtle than that. At this point, it should also be noted that because these messays aren't chock full of the aforementioned themes, Lifetime Television won't be clamoring for the TV rights to this book. Although I will share some women in peril anecdotes, my women in peril stories don't involve deadly estrangement, deadly deception, or my mom and me sleeping with our deadly pool boy. So I offer my sincere apologies right here to the careers of Missy Gold, Tracy Gold, and any other members of the Gold family who will not be employed in some made-for-TV movie incarnation of my life. Second, I will not regale you with gag-inducing details about spontaneous sex in a porta-potty, or how I blew some bass player from an indie band in the back of their Leinenkugel-soaked van. Now, that is not to say that I won't weave a few tales of sexual stupidity. I mean, I did lose my virginity to a mediocre high school hockey player. I grew up in Minnesota. There were a lot of girls like me, who grew up in a wintry archipelago and gave it up to a right-wing left-wing with a mullet. It was 1978. There weren't a whole lot of options. Just ask Sarah Palin. Third, this is not one of those mea culpa books. Those books always make my brain explode, because more often than not, they are less mea culpa and more everyone else's culpa. Themes like, I heroically sat idly by and watched as the administration I worked for subverted the facts to justify war and ordered torture and illegal imprisonment. But I'll blame everyone who was around me for that. If you want to read one of those books, put this back on the shelf and walk over to the Your taxes used to pay me to do a crappy job running the country, and now I'm making millions lying to you about how great I was at it section. It's right behind the crafts and hobbies aisle. Or you might want to check the how to start your own home business area. And last, it's also not a revenge book. I'm not really a public law.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?